我们继续在路德记第一章来看。
We'll continue to look in Ruth chapter 1.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
路德记是叫我们看见我们在神面前的路不会有阻塞的。
The book of Ruth shows us that our way before God would never be hindered.
路德记叫我们看见在神的面光的底下寻求他的人永远是有前途的。
The book of Ruth shows us that those who seek after God under the light of his countenance, we will always have a way.
道路是通达的。
That our way will prosper.
一直把我们引到神的荣耀丰富里。
And it will continue to lead us into God's glory and abundance.
尽管人在神面前曾经有过许多的缺失。
And even though man may have many shortcomings previously before God,
但是这些缺失都不能阻挡神的恩典向我们打开。
But all these shortcomings cannot hinder the grace of God to be open to us.
我们看过以利米勒一家人他们的遭遇。
We have seen through the experiences of the entire house of Elimelech.
他们在神伸出管教的手的时候他们没有看见神的手。
Under the deep discipline of God, they were not able to see God's disciplining hand.
他们逃避神的手。
And they try to escape God's hand.
所以他们从犹大的伯利恒就迁移到摩亚去。
So they sojourned from Bethlehem Judah into the land of Moab.
那在摩亚起初也许他们很风光的。
Now maybe at the beginning time they were very prosperous in the land of Moab.
他们在那里可以逃避了饥荒。
They were able to escape the famine there.
他们在那边也有了一些的田地。
There they were able to have some land.
他们生活上没有什么的短缺。
There's no lack in their livelihood.
并且也讨了两房的媳妇。
And they also found two wives.
但是时间过了一阵子
But after some time passed,
神的手也没有因为他们走到摩亚就没有跟上他们
God's hand, not just because they're in the land of Moab, did not follow on.
所以结果以利米勒死掉了
So the result, Elimelech died.
两个儿子也死掉了
And the two sons also died.
那剩下三个寡妇在那里
So three widows were left there.
一个老的两个嫩的
One old and two younger ones.
凄凄凉凉的在那里
And sorrowfully they were there.
那以后的日子怎么过呢
How did they spend the days ahead?
按照人来看那是的确是很苦恼
According to man's view, indeed, that is very sorrowful.
但是感谢神
But thank God,
因着以色列人在犹大地的回转
Because of the Israelites' repentance in the land of Judah,
神的赐福重新在迦南地显出来
God's blessing once again was manifested in the land of Canaan.
这一个消息就吸引拿俄米他下定决心回去了
This news captivated Naomi for her to determine to decide to return.
那我们今天就从她决定回去的这个点上开始再往前看。
So tonight we'll start from this point when she decided to go back and go forward from this point.
那现在她决定回去了。
Now she decided to go back.
但要从她决定回去这个事上面呢，我们不能不寻找他起初为什么不回去
Upon this matter of her decision that she has decided to go back, we have to seek for the reason why at the beginning she did not want to go back.
那当然大体上面来说我们都知道了上一次我们也稍微提了一下。
Of course, in general, we already know, which we may mention lightly last time.
但是在心思上面
But in her heart,
我们也稍微寻找一下。
We must search a little bit.
当他们一家人往外迁的时候
As they sojourn as a family out
那眼见的环境就是饥荒
The circumstances facing them was a famine
但是为什么有饥荒他们 就没有去追究了。
Yet they did not ask for the reason for that famine.
他们只是从眼见的里面看见那个环境不顺利。
They only saw visibly that the surrounding was not very smooth.
那暂时找一个地方来避开这些难处。
So let us temporarily find a place to avoid and escape these hardships.
那所以他们出去的时候
，So as they went out，
他们并没有打算在外头长久的停留。
They did not plan on staying outside for a very long period of time.
不管你读中文圣经也好，读英文圣经也好，你都能读出这一个事实。
Whether you read the Chinese translation or English translation, you can read out these facts.
起初他们出去的时候是存着一个寄居的心思出去的。
At the beginning, when they went out, they only had the heart that they would sojourn there.
但是到了那边的时候，他们就住下来了。
But as they reached there, they dwell there.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note. 寄居跟
住下来，那就是两件事情。
It is two different things to sojourn or to continue there.
那寄居就是暂时在那里停留一下。
To sojourn is only temporarily remain there.
住下来，那就不准备走了。
But if they dwell there, continue there, they're not
planning to leave. 就在那边生根了。
So they're rooted there.
那上次我们轻轻提了一下。
Last time we lightly mentioned.
路德记的事情非常可能是发生在头一次以色列人给外族来辖制。
The book of Ruth very possibly can occur during the period during the first oppression by the Gentiles.
因为弟兄姊妹，你翻回那个四世纪的那个第三章的里边去的时候，你就看到一件事情。
If brothers and sisters were to turn back to the book of Judges chapter 3, you can see one thing.
盯着他们的离弃神，
because they forsook God,
神就把他们交在外族人的手里。
God handed them over to the Gentiles.
交了多少年呢？
How many years?
十年。
10 years.
八年。
8 years.
那么，经过了那八年，
and after that 8 years,
以色列人悔改了。
The Israelites repented.
那神就回来恩待他们了。
So,God came back to be gracious to them.
那现在我们回到以利米勒的家来。
Now we return to the family of Elimelech.
他们起初出去的时候是准备在那边寄居一下。
When they first went out, they only planned to sojourn there.
但是八年那么长久。
But for such a long period of time, for 8 years.
好像慢慢的就让他们觉得短期内恐怕不可能回去了。
It seems like they felt that for a short period of time, it was not right to go back.
那干脆就住下来算了。
Why don't we just remain here?
也还不知道要等多久。
We don't know how long we have to wait.
那结果就住下去了。
So they continue there.
那这是他们当时的情形。
That was their situation.
那么如果从他们这个经历上面来看，
If we look at from their experience,
这也没有什么太大的了不得的问题。
There's not too much great about this.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们回到属灵的光景里面去注意的时候，
If we look at it from a spiritual condition,
我们就不能不留意一件事。
Then we must pay attention to one thing.
常常我们说我们的软弱，我们的失败，不是一下子
Many, many a times we say that our weakness, our shortcoming does not just appear right away.
总是有一个可原谅的起头在哪里。
There's always some beginning that seems to be forgivable.
那就因着这个可原谅的起头。
And because of this beginning which seems to be excusable,
那事情就直转直下了。
It continues to go downward.
那就像他们。
Just like them.
我们去就是住上一年半载。
We only go there to sojourn for a year or half a year.
明年那个收成好了，我们就回来。
Next year when the harvest is bountiful, we'll go back.
也许他们起初就是打算一年半载。
Maybe at the beginning they only had planned to stay a year or half a year.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
他们的饥荒不是因着自然的原因。
Their famine was not because of the natural condition.
他们的饥荒是因着属灵的原因。
Their famine was a spiritual one.
属灵的问题不解决。
Once their spirituality is not dealt with,
一个饥荒的那个情形就不会改善。
This famine would not change.
如果是自然的原因。
If it is by nature.
今年不行，明年该好转。
If the harvest is not good this year, maybe next year will be better.
但是这个不是自然的原因。
But this is not a matter of nature.
这个是属灵的原因。
This is a spiritual reason.
那属灵的事情。
And so spiritual matters, 你
要解决你就必须用属灵的方法去解决。
If you want to solve it, you must solve it spiritually.
你属灵的事情你用自然的方法去领会，那你就一点办法都没有。
You cannot understand spiritual matters by nature. We would have no way to understand.
那我们晓得他们这个属灵的原因乃是因为他们离弃神。
And we know the reason, the spiritual reason is because they forsook God.
你要解决这个问题，你必须在神面前回转。
In order to solve this problem, you must repent before God.
如果在神面前不回转，
And if you do not repent before God,
那个属灵的原因永远留在哪里？
The spiritual reason will always remain there.
那也就是说，那一个所引来的那一个结果也就永远停留在那里。
That is to say, the spiritual reason that is there will always remain there.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们特别的留意。
So brothers and sisters, we have to take note.
在我们跟随主的路上。
On the way as we follow the Lord.
神的话常常提醒我们。
God's words always remind us.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not give ground to the devil.
也常常给我们看到不要留下任何的破口。
He always shows us that we should not leave any opening.
你说破口是没有什么大不了。
We might say this opening is not a big deal.
一点点的问题有什么大不了。
It's only a small thing. What is so great about it?
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要知道。
But brothers and sisters, we must know.
任何的大的损害都是从微小的起头开始的。
Any great harm begins very small.
在特别是属灵的事上面
especially upon spiritual matters
如果我们没有留下地步
if we did not leave ground
如果我们没有留下破口
if we did not have an opening
那么我们在神的面前就会一直蒙保守
then before God will forever be kept
因为神也负责在那里伸出他的手来围绕我们
because God is responsible there to stretch forth his arm to surround us
弟兄姊妹你注意一件事情
but brothers and sisters think note of one thing
自从我们进入救赎了以后
after we have entered into salvation
在我们身上就是有那个属就是有那个属灵的征战在进行的
upon us there is this spiritual warfare taking place
如果我们能保守我们自己在神的面前没有留下任何的破口
if we're able to keep ourselves before God not leaving any opening
那仇敌要对我们发动攻击也没处下手的
then even if the enemy would want to attack us he has no grounds for it
但若是我们自己留下了破口
but if we have left an opening
我们留下了地步
and we have given ground
那仇敌找到攻击我们的进口
then the enemy has found a way in to attack us
那在这一个时候你就不能怪神怎么神啊你怎么不给我保守
Then at that time we cannot blame God and question him why he did not keep us
那我们只能怪我们自己为什么留下破口
We can only blame ourselves why did we leave such an opening
那这所以在这一件事情上面我们要看准了
And so upon this matter we must see accurately
许多时候我们听到一些弟兄姊妹们是就是把这个责任推给神
Many a times we hear that brothers and sisters put the responsibility upon God.
我有什么办法呢?
If God does not keep me, what can I do?
神不伸出手来为我挡住仇敌，我有什么办法呢?
If he does not stretch forth his arm to protect me from the enemy, what can I do?
我们先要问的不是神有没有伸出手来。
But brothers and sisters, the first question we must ask is not whether God has extended his hand. 我们首
先要问的是不是我们留下了地步。
The first question we ought to ask is if we have left any ground.
如果我们是留下了地步。
If we have given ground.
撒旦来攻击。
As Satan comes to attack.
撒旦找到那个可攻击我们的地方。
Satan has found a place where he is able to attack us.
那我们就没有办法把这个 责任推给神。
Then there is no excuse for us to shift the blame to God. 所
以弟兄姊妹，当你读到他们起初出去是准备寄居在那里。
So brothers and sisters, as we read that as they went forth, they only planned to sojourn there, but they remained there.
那这个这里头就有很大的问题。
Within that, there is a lot of issues.
那个问题就造成一个结果。
And those issues bring forth this result.
以利米勒就回不了家了。
Elimelech cannot go back.
两个儿子也回不了家了。
The two sons cannot return home.
都死在摩亚地。
They all died in the land of Moab.
那弟兄姊妹们，现在这里就有一个问题。
Now brothers and sisters, there's a question here.
都是小问题。
Even though they may be minor questions.
但是你说它小也不是很小。
But if you say they're minor, they're not too minor.
你说它很大吧，也不能说是大问题。
But also they're not great questions.
但是很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
一家六口。
There are six of them.
死掉了三个。
Three of them died.
三个都是男的。
Three are male.
女的们一个都没死。
The ladies did not die.
你说怎么这么巧？
You say, how come it's such a coincidence?
为什么死的都是男的？
Why did only the males die?
弟兄姊妹们，这是实在是小问题。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, they're very minor questions.
但是你严肃一点来注意的时候。
But if we take notes strictly.
你能看到一件事。
Then we're able to see one thing.
因为我们明明的看见。
Because we can clearly see.
他们这一家人所遭遇的在当时在摩亚地所遭遇的
What this family experienced in the land of Moab
明显是神的手扎在他们身上
Very clearly it is God's hand upon them
你说为什么神的手就是 扎在那个男的身上
You may question Why is it that the hand of God only fell upon the males and not the women
弟兄姊妹们如果我们发这个问题的时候
Now brothers and sisters if we have such a question
我们不能不注意
Then we must take note
先造的是亚当。
First, it was Adam who was created.
后造的是夏娃。
Then it was Eve.
人来到神的面前。
As man comes before God.
神所注意的就是那头一个人。
What man looks at is that first man.
因为这个头一个人就是人的代表。
Because this first man is the representation of man.
那按照那一个原则。
And so according to that principle.
在一个家庭里边。
In one family.
弟兄做头的这个事实。是很明显的。
The matter of the brother as head is very clear.
你不能说我做头我就是在那里发号施令。
You cannot say just because I am the head that I give all the commands.
啊，当然你可以发号施令。
Of course, you can give the order.
但是当然要发的有道理。
But those orders must be very reasonable.
但是你不能只是看见发号施令。
You cannot only see this matter of being the commander.
你也要看见你要背负责任。
We must also see we bear responsibility.
如果有什么不准确的事情。
If there's anything that's not accurate.
神的追讨不在家庭的其他的人身上。
The chastening of God is not upon any other member of the family.
那个追讨就是在那个做主的人的身上。
The chastening is upon the one who is the head.
弟兄姊妹们，这一点我们应该是有一个体会的。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to have an understanding upon this.
我想来到新约的时候。
I think as we reach the New Testament.
虽然没有直接的关联在哪里。
Even though there's not a direct link there.
但是我们也可以了解到。
We can also take note.
在新约的日子
In the days of the New Testament,
神让教会去学习那个蒙头的功课就是这么一回事
As God teaches the church to learn this lesson of the head covering it is the same matter
从一方面来说
On the one hand
是姊妹们借着蒙头来表达顺服的功课
It is the sisters through the lesson of the head covering to learn submission
同时也是提醒弟兄们也得在神面前学这个顺服的功课。
And also at the same time, also to remind the brothers to learn this lesson of submission as well.
弟兄在神的面前服神的权柄。
As the brothers submit under God's authority,
他才能带出属灵的权柄。
Then he is able to bring forth that spiritual authority.
然后姊妹所接受的是接受那个属灵的权柄。
And as the sisters receive that authority, it is that same spiritual authority.
不是接受那个地位上的权柄。
It is not to accept the authority in their position.
弟兄姊妹，你能知道这个事情。
Brothers and sisters, you ought to realize this.
从地位上面来说。
Position wise.
弟兄是在做头。
The brother is the head.
姊妹。不知道是做什么了。
Now the sister doesn't seem to know what they are.
你不能说姊妹是做身体。
You cannot say the sisters are the body.
我们当中一个姊妹说我们是做颈，做脖子。
And so, there's a sister amongst us that said that we are, the sisters are the neck.
但是圣经没有这样说。
But the scriptures did not say this.
圣经只是给我们看到 是弟兄做头。
The scripture show us the brothers are the head.
那弟兄做头，你乃是根据他先服在基督的权柄的底下。
Now the fact that brothers are in the position of the head, it is because they first submit under the authority of the Lord.
如果他不服在基督的权柄的底下，
if they do not submit under the authority of Christ,
他只有一个地位上做头的事实。
They only have the fact that in position they are the head.
却没有一个真实做头的内容。
But they do not have the actual substance as the headship.
那这个不是蒙头的学习里面要我们领会的。
Is this not what the lesson of the head covering wants to teach us? 我们不能
硬要姊妹你服我。
We cannot just have the sisters, you must submit to me.
因为我是弟兄，你是姊妹。
Because I'm a brother and you're a sister.
没有蒙头的那个功课，弟兄也好，姊妹也好，都带到主的权柄的底下。
No such thing. Whether you're a brother or sister, under the lesson of the head covering, we must come under the Lord's authority.
那神让弟兄做头。
The Lord has allowed for the brother to be the head.
那弟兄就必须要显明做头的功用。
Then the brother must manifest the function of the headship.
如果显不出做头的功用。
If they cannot manifest the function of the head.
那神的追讨显出来的时候。
Then as God's chastening is manifested.
你就不能说神啊，你为什么只是对付我们做弟兄的，不对付那些做姊妹的。
Then we cannot question God at that time. Why do you only deal with brothers and not the sisters?
主给我们的回答就很干脆。
The Lord's reply to us would be very clear and direct.
因为你是头。
Because you're the head.
所以你就要负责任。
So you must bear the responsibility.
你要承担那个责任。
You must be accountable for that responsibility.
你不能说有功劳就是你的。
You cannot say when there's merit, it is mine.
有过失就是他的。
And when there is a shortcoming, then it is hers. No.
功劳神记在你身上。
Whether it is merit, God accounts you for it.
过失神也是记在你身上。
If there is accountability, it is also upon you.
那这个是很严肃的这个事情。
And so that's a very solemn matter.
那所以当我们就回到当时来。
And so when we go back to Ruth,
我有一个感觉。
I have this thought.
当时坚持要去摩亚地的是以利米勒。
It was at the beginning, Elimelech.Who was stubborn that he must go to the land of Moab.
那两个儿子大概也附和了。
And so maybe the two sons also agree with it.
当然这个是推测。
Of course, this is just my thought.
但是我相信应该是事实。
But I believe that should be how it is.
因为拿俄米后来回来的时候，他，你说他诉苦也好，你说他在那里承认自己的愚昧也好。
When she came back in what her experiences, whether you say that she acknowledged her foolishness or she is just making her complaint known.
看看他怎么说哈。
We can see what she said.
跳到第一章下边的那个地方来看看。
Now if we first come to the end of chapter 1.
他一再的在那里说。
And she continued to say there.
待会我们才详细看看，先看十三节末了的那句。
We'll first look at the end of verse 13. We'll go into detail later.
耶和华伸手攻击我。
As the Lord extended his hand against me.
然后看看二十节。
And then verse 20.
拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦。
And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty have dealt very bitterly with me.
我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来，耶和华战祸于我，全能者使我受苦。
I went out full, and the Lord have brought me home again empty, seeing the Lord have testified against me, and the Almighty have afflicted me.
我们感谢神啊。
We thank God.
因为拿俄米是回转了。
Because when Naomi repented,
她实在是有看见的。
Indeed, she had vision.
她不是只是仅仅听到神在那边赐粮食给神的百姓。
She did not only hear that God has given bread to his people.
她实在是在恩典的吸引的底下，在主的光里看到自己的缺陷。
Truly, under the captivation of grace, under the light of the Lord, she saw her own shortcoming.
那所以我们说啊。
So we say,
起初的时候，以利米勒很坚决地说， 非要去摸亚不可。
At the beginning, Elimelech was very hardened in his heart to say, we must go to the land of Moab.
上一次我说啊，他就是怕留在摩亚地，别人来向他借贷，不好意思拒绝。
Last time I shared that maybe he was afraid that others would come lend from him and that he cannot reject them.
不是毫无根据的。
It's not without any foundation.
现在拿俄米回来就说了。
Now you can see Naomi come back and say,
我们出去的时候是满满的出去的。
We went out full.
哦、oh, ，你就晓得他们当时的确是很富有的。
Then you realize they were well to do.
他就是到了那一边。
And so when she went to the land of Moab,
他们生活也过得蛮不错的。
They had also very well in living.
待会我们看到他回转的时候，我要特别提醒弟兄姊妹们，他们不是因为走投无路才回来的。
At the later when we see that when she returned, it is not because they had no other way that they must come back.
他们在留在摩亚地，他们还能活得很不错的。
In the land of Moab, they can still live very well.
待会我们再指给弟兄姊妹们看。
Later on, we'll point it to brothers and sisters.
那所以我们留意到这样的一件事情。
So as we take note of this,
时间就是这样的拖拖拖。
This is how the time tarried and continue on.
哎呦，为什么那个自然灾害还没有过去？
Why did the natural disaster not pass yet?
又一年了，自然灾害还没有过去。
Another year and the disaster is still there.
接连好些年。
And so many, many years.
结果就说。
As a result.
算了吧。
Forget about it.
不必想再回去了。
Let us not think about returning anymore. Let us just remain here.
弟兄姊妹们，这个留下来就太严重了。
Brothers and sisters, this remaining here is very...Too serious.
我们上次已经提过了，这个是离开神的应许的离开。
Last time we have already mentioned this departing is leaving God's promise.
不是普通的出去旅行一下又回来的那种离开。
It is not just common casually that we leave for a little bit on a vacation.
离开神的应许那是大事。
If we depart away from the promise of God, it's a great thing.
那结果一留就留了十年。
The result was they left for 10 years.
你看到一个问题。
You can see one thing.
如果真的是俄陀涅的那一次的恢复。
If we can see, it is the revival of Othniel at the time of Judges.
他们只不过是经历八年的困苦。
They only experienced 8 years of hardship.
他们却住了十年在摩亚地。
Yet they dwelled in the land of Moab for 10 years.
所以弟兄姊妹你就看到一个事实。
So brothers and sisters, you can see a fact.
八年过去了
After 8 years passed,
第九年开始
On the 9th year,
神的祝福在以色列地就已经恢复了
God's blessing was restored in the land of Israel.
他们那时候还没醒悟要回了
Yet, they were not awakened to return.
还继续在那边住了两年
They continued to live there for 2 years.
那弟兄姊妹们你就看这个问题严重不严重
Now, brothers and sisters, you look at this yourself. Is this serious or not? At the beginning, they may say, let us just go out for a short while to avoid this.
结果就把神的应许全都扔掉了
But as a result, they threw away all the promise of God.
因此引出神的管教在他们的身上
Therefore, it brought about God's discipline upon them.
结果他们落到一个非常孤苦伶仃的光景。
The result would be that they are left in a very sorrowful and pitiful condition.
那好了。
Now,
当他们心灵里面感觉困苦的时候
，as their heart and spirit felt it was too much,
他们就听见了。
They heard,
神赐福给他的百姓。
That God blessed his people.
神恩在怜悯他的百姓
That he was gracious upon his people
那这个事情就引起拿俄米里面一点苏醒了
So this led to some revival within Naomi
我们回去吧
Let us return
我回去吧
Let us go back
不要再留在这里了
Let us not remain here anymore
神已经在以色列地显明他的怜悯了。
God have once again manifested his mercy in the land of Israel.
那他就定义要回去了。
So she was determined to return.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
想回去是容易。
It is easy to think about going back.
真的行动要回去恐怕还得有一点的挣扎。
But to indeed take action to return, there would be some struggle.
当然神恩典的吸引在那里一直催促他们回去。
Of course, the captivation of God's grace continue to urge them to return.
但是呢
But,
现在回去有很多考虑。
As they return, there are many things to consider.
有什么考虑呢
What kind of worries?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你不要以为他们落到走投无路的地步 生活也没办法维持下去
Do not think that they're at the end, that they cannot continue their livelihood. They have no other way.
不是的
No.
他们如果要留在摩亚地的话他们还能生活得很好的。
If they wanted to remain in the land of Moab, they can still live well.
不过就是没有了家庭就是。
It's just that they're without a family.
除了这一点他们在生活上是绝对绝对的非常非常平稳的。
Aside from that point, they can still have a very stable livelihood.
弟兄姊妹，你说你怎么知道？
Brothers and sisters, you might question, how do I know?
照理应该他们是走投无路了，所以他们才想到要回去。
By reason, it should be that they're at the end. That's why they only recall to go back.
事实上，你好像他们也真的是好像是没有多少。
The facts also seem like they don't have much left.
因为回到迦南地，他们要十麦穗才能有粮食。
Because when they went back to the land of Canaan, they can only take from the gleanings for food.
这个是表面的现象。
Yes, that is the phenomenon externally.
但弟兄姊妹们，你注意两个事情。
But brothers and sisters, take note of two things.
头一件事情。
The first.
他们到摩亚以后。
After they are in the land of Moab.
在摩亚。他们买了不少的田地。
They have bought much land in the land of Moab.
另外，你回到他们回到迦南以后。
And if you look at after they have returned to the land of Canaan.
你看他们是不是还是有相当的田地，从前也许是已经卖出去了。
You can see that they still have much land. Maybe they've sold it before.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
他们在摩亚地住了十年。
They lived in the land of Moab for 10 years.
十年当中已经有了一个扩免年。
And so within those 10 years, there is already one jubilee year.
那这个扩免年呢？他们在那个迦南地的那个田地房产呢，他房产要不回来啊，但是那个田地是可以要回来的。
And so with that year, they have already regained their possession, their land in the land of Israel.
那所以如果他们要真确实的在那里做的话，他们生活一点难处都没有的。
And so if they want to continue in the land of Moab, there would be no hardship in their livelihood.
你怎么知道他们在摩亚有很多田地？
And so brothers and sisters, you may ask, how do you know they have much land in the Moab?
神的话说了。
God's word says.
他们离开摩亚的时候。
As they left Moab.
神的话不是说他们离开摩亚地。
Then the word of God say they left the land of Moab.
神的话是他们离开摩亚的田地，那个田地是不是一块，不是两块，反正是多数的。
But when they left the land of Moab, it's not singular. One piece of land is its plural.
你那本怎么说？
Country of Moab.
Country of Moab.第三那个第六节那里，从摩亚地归回那个摩亚地，第六节头一个。
She might return from the country of Moab.
他是 from the country of Moab， 但是有一些的版本，他告诉我们说，他们是离开the fields of Moab.
And so, in some versions, in some translation, it says that they have returned from the fields of Moab.
那你这样一来的，你就看到他们在摩亚不是他们不是离开摩亚的 这一个国家。
And so from those translations, we can realize they did not leave the country of Moab, but they left their fields.
离开他们在摩亚的产业。
But they left their inheritance that was in Moab.
他们就要回了，又就回去了。
And so they were to go back.
那现在弟兄姊妹们，他们就，我们想，他当时就会。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think at that time they would have these two questions.
从前我们来摩亚,
Before, when we came to Moab,
是为了寻求安逸,
it was in order to have rest.
那边饥荒的太难受,
because there's too much famine in the land of Canaan.
摩亚这边是安逸一点,
it is more restful in Moab.
那我们就来摩亚,
so let us go to Moab.
那现在这个样子回去,
and so when they returned in this way,
好像没有面子了。
It seems very shameful.
那这是头一个他们要想到的。
This is the first thing they must consider.
看到那同族的人的时候。
When they see the same tribe.
我们怎么说呢?
How can we explain ourselves?
从前有艰难的时候。
When there was hardship.
我们留在这里忍受那个艰苦。
If we remain here for that suffering.
你们却是带着你们所有的就跑到摩亚。
Yet you took all you had and you went to Moab.
你们那时是风风光光的出去。
You left fully.
现在凄凄凉凉的回来。
Now you return sorrowfully.
那这个面子实在挂不住了。
So I have no way to hide my face.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们实在能可以这样说。
Now brothers and sisters, who can think of that?
底下我们看见在。 伯利恒有一个大户是波阿斯。
Later on, we can see Boaz, who was a very rich man in the Bethlehem Judah.
但是我们同样有理由说，以利米勒没有去摩亚以前，在伯利恒也是一个大户。
But we have reason to believe that before Elimelech went to Moab, he was also a very rich man.
那所以，就现在要让他们从摩亚地回来，那这一个。 心思上的难处也真的是不是一件小事。
So as they were to return from Moab, this is in their hearts a very difficult decision as well.
人的天然里面都是很爱面子的。
By nature, man loves to keep their face.
那现在回去没什么面子。When
they return this way, they lose their shame.
看见那些亲戚
When they see their friends and their family, they don't know where to begin.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
当神的手在以利米勒的家显出来的时候,
when the hand of God is manifested in the house of Elimelech,
三个男的已经没有机会悔改了。
The three men did not have any chance to repent.
也许因为他们就是一直在这个事上面没有一点悔改的心意。
Maybe it was the fact that upon this matter they continue not to repent.
所以神也没有给他们机会来悔改。
So God did not give them a chance to repent.
那拿俄米呢?
But Naomi.
从下文许多的事情我们看。
From later on from the text we can see in many incidences.
他 大概也可以说,
In general,
对神还有一点点的敬畏的心,
we can say that toward God she still have a very little bit of fear.
也许就是因着这一点,
and maybe because of that very little bit,
神就留下给她悔改的机会,
God kept for her this chance to repent.
那怎么看见呢?
How do we see that?
我看见的这一点对于拿俄米我们就有很多很多的 事实来证明他向着神没有心思上没有死掉。
As to Naomi, we have many facts to confirm the fact that in her heart it did not quench completely toward God.
那所以他听到神在以色列地赐下恩典的时候,
So when she heard of God's grace toward the land of Israel,
她就起意要回去了。
She initiated to return.
那这是一件我们要留意的。
This is something we have to take note of.
另外你注意,
And we can see,
她那两个媳妇是外邦人。
Her two daughter-in-laws were Gentiles.
但是她那两个媳妇啊,对以色列的神,虽然在认识上面, 有很大的差距,
even though they had a great distance in their understanding of the God of Israel.
但是起码这两个外邦的女子对以色列的神有一定的认识。
But at the very least, these two Gentile women had a certain understanding of the God of Israel.
尤其是路德。
Especially Ruth.
那你说他们两个怎么会对以色列的神有一点的认识呢？
So you might question, how can they have a little bit of understanding of the God of Israel?
只有一个可能。
There's only one possibility.
那就是拿俄米也会常常给他们提到以色列人和神中间。
That is, Naomi would often mention to them the relationship between God and Israel.
只有这一个可能。
There's only this possibility.
如果拿俄米不跟他们提，常提到这个事情。
If Naomi does not often mention about this to them.
他们是没有可能去认识以色列的神。
There is no way for them to come to understand about this God of Israel.
那所以从这一点上你也看到拿俄米那个灵里面并不是死掉的。
So even in this point, you can see that the spirit of Naomi did not completely die.
然后你看到。
And then you can see.
他经历那么重大的那一个损失。
Even as she experienced such a great loss.
他认定那是神的手。
She still saw that it was the hand of God.
他在诉说这些事情的时候。
As she testified about this.
你没有看见。他带着埋怨的心情。
You did not see that she was grievous.
他只是很明白的在那里说出这个事实，也接受这个事实。
But she plainly testified of these facts and she accepted these facts.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，接受这个事实真的是不容易啊。
Brothers and sisters, it is not easy and not simple to accept these facts.
神赐福给我们，我们接过来那是非常非常的简单。
When God blesses us, it is very easy for us to accept it.
如果神管教我们，神鞭打我们，神叫我们在他的手下好像受剥夺啊。
But when God disciplines us or scourges us under his hand, it seems like he is stripping us.
不是每一个属神的人都能那么坦然地接受的。
It is not something that everyone who belongs to God can accept confidently.
不少不少的属神的人到末了虽然是接受。
Many, many who belong to God maybe at the end accepts it.
但是那个接受的过程是满了挣扎的。
But throughout that experience, it is filled with struggles.
也满了埋怨。
And through of griefs.
一直到了最末了。
Even in the end.
真实的看见神的光了。
We truly see the light of God.
那就服下来。
Then we submit.
拿俄米你看到。
You can see in Naomi.
她真的是服下来。
She truly submitted.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed we thank the Lord.
所以在拿俄米这一个人的身上，你虽然看见她曾经有过软弱和失败。
So upon the person of Naomi, you can see once she was weak and she fell.
但是她灵里面的光景却没有下到死地。
But the condition of her spirit was not dead.
所以当神的手伸出来的时候，他看得见。
So when God's hand extended forth, she was able to see.
这两天我读到那个耶利米书。
These 2 days when I read the book of Jeremiah.
当时神借着耶利米来给犹大的责备里边很重的就提到这个话。
During that time, the rebuke of God through Jeremiah to the land of Judah was very strong.
说犹大没有看见神的手。
They said that Judah did not see the hand of God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
Naomi 看见神的手。
Naomi saw the hand of God.
那所以他没有一点的埋怨。
So she did not have any grief.
所以当他一听到神在以色列地赐福的时候。
When she heard of God's blessing upon the land of Israel.
他里面就回转到神的面前。
Within, she repented before God.
并且回转得那么的坚决。
And she returned so decidedly.
那所以他就回去了。
So she went back.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意。
Take note.
拿俄米听见神恩待他的百姓。圣灵是怎么来记录这一件事呢？
How did the Holy Spirit record this matter that she heard the Lord had visited his people?
很 很有意思，很有意思。
It is very, very meaningful.
我们中文是这样翻。
And the Chinese is translated this way.
他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
When she was in the land of Moab, she heard that the Lord cared for his people and gave them bread.
那达密的那个版本啊，就翻得很有味道。
In Darby's translation, it is translated very tastefully.
因为一般说来，达密他差不多是等于字对字的跟着原文来翻了嘛。
Because in general, the translation of Darby is pretty much word for word.
那是他怎么翻呢？
How is that translated?
他说
It is written,
听见耶和华来看望他的百姓给他们粮食。
She had heard that the Lord had visited his people and giving them bread.
弟兄姊妹们，这太有意思了。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
神来看望他们。
God visited them.
弟兄姊妹们，好像亚当在伊甸园躲避神的时候。
Brothers and sisters, it's just like the scene when Adam tried to hide from God in the Garden of Eden.
神也来看望他们。
And God came to visit them.
弟兄姊妹，如果用到这样的一个字来说到人与神的关系，或者神与人的关系。
Brothers and sisters, when we use such a word to describe the relationship between man and God or God and man,
那是太有意思了。
That is too meaningful.
神和人当中，
between God and man,
好像是他把他自己摆在一个与神与人完全相同的相等的那一个地位上。
It seems as if God placed himself in the same footing in equality in the same position as man.
神没有把他自己摆在高高在上。
He did not place himself well above man.
是不是我们的神的确是这样？
The fact is, indeed, he is that far above us.
高高在上。
He is high above us.
但是他却降卑他自己。
Yet he humbled himself.
降卑到一个地步。
He humbled himself to such a point.
与人完全的相同。
That it is completely in the same level as man.
这样来与人对话。
That he came in such a way to converse with man.
这样来与人来往。
That he came to have fellowship with man.
以色列人背弃神的时候。
So as Israel departed away from God.
神放弃他们。
God forsook them.
神转去不看他们。
God turned from them.
神任凭他们的仇敌来践踏他们。
God allowed for the enemy to tread upon them.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当以色列人会转回的时候。
When Israel would return.
而神就眷顾他们。
God cared for them.
那怎么眷顾呢？
How did he care for them?
来看望他们。
He visited them.
来给他们粮食。
To come and give them bread.
这又叫我们回到《申命记》上面的那些话去了。
This again brings us back to the word of Deuteronomy.
他们悖逆神，神就叫地不出粮食给他们。
When they rebel against God, God would keep the earth from giving forth his fruit.
神就让天不下雨给他们。
That would hold back the rain.
叫他们没有办法从地里收取粮食。
That they cannot find food in the land.
但他们的心归向神的时候。
But when their heart is once again before God.
神就说地里所出产的丰丰足足你们用不完。
God says that the land would be so bountiful they cannot finish using it.
那现在以色列人经过八年的困苦。
Now Israel went through 8 years of hardship.
他们回转了。
They returned.
回转是短瞬间的事。
Now this repentance is only for a while.
但是你要地里的出产啊，起码要等半年。
But in order to wait for the harvest, you have to wait at least
那这半年
half a year.
怎么得粮食呢？
So during that half a year, how do they have food?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神的话说，神去看望他们。
God's word says he visited his people and giving them bread.
我们没有话讲。
There's nothing we can say.
你看到神是这样用恩典来对待他的百姓。
We can see how gracious God is to his people.
Naomi 在摩亚地就听到这个。
Naomi in the land of Moab heard of this.
神来看望他的百姓。
God came to visit his people.
神来顾念他的百姓。
God came to care for his people.
神为他的百姓预备丰丰足足。
God has prepared bountifully for his people.
这个是恩典的吸引。
This is the captivation of grace.
这一个恩典的吸引。
And this captivation of grace.
就叫拿俄米下定决心。
Made Naomi decide.
我不管怎么样。
No matter what.
别人的脸色怎么样，我不管。
No matter how others look upon me.
回去的以后的光景怎样，我也不管了。
I'm not mindful of the condition how I return.
我只知道一件事情。
I only know of one thing.
那一个地方是神的应许地。
That is the promised land of God.
那一个地方是神所眷顾的。
That land is what God cares on.
我虽然是有许多的软弱和失败。
And even though I have so many weaknesses and shortcomings.
但是我总是他所拣选的百姓。
But I'm the people that he has chosen.
我就是要回到他的面前。
I must return before his presence.
因为这就是拿俄米当时回转的心里面的那个光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the condition of Naomi's heart when she repented.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这样的人回到神的面前。
When such a person comes before God,
神会丢弃他吗？
Would God forsake them?
神会撇下他吗？
Would God leave them?
绝对的不会的。
Absolutely not.
所以虽然他回到摩亚，回到伯利恒。
So even as she returned to Bethlehem,
全城的人都在那里很惊讶。
All the people of the city was in shock.
这个是拿俄米啊。
Is this Naomi?
但是以利米勒上哪去了？
Yet, where is Elimelech?
两个儿子哪去了？
Where are the two sons?
这话怎么说呢？
How can she explain it?
拿俄米也不计较这些了。
Naomi was not mindful of that.
他就明明在那里说神管教过我们。
She just clearly testified God disciplined us.
我们做了愚昧的事。
We have done foolishly.
神管教我们。
God has afflicted us.
结果他们三个人都不能回来了。
So they three of them cannot return.
现在只有我一个人回来。
Now only I can return.
但是我还是感谢神。
But I still thank God.
他还管教我。
He still disciplined me.
虽然他让我受了很多的苦楚。
Even though he afflicted me greatly.
但是我知道。
But I know.
神所做的是对的。
What God did was right.
我现在回来了。
Now I return.
我回到神的应许地了。
Now I come back to the promised land of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是拿俄米。
This is Naomi.
那你说虽然她有这样的心思。
You say even though she has such a heart.
究竟他也受了很多的苦啊。
And indeed, she was afflicted much.
其实回到迦南以后，
Even as she came back to the land of Canaan,
还是有许多苦日子过啊。
There's still much hardship for her ahead. But we thank the Lord.
我们不能看他当中的那一段。
We cannot see that part.
我们要看他的结局。
We must see the result.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到第四章末了的时候。
So as we look even at the end of chapter 4.
好，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, we can see one thing. We can see one thing.
她是抱着路德所生的孩子。
She had in her bosom the child of Ruth.
做那个孩子的养母。
And so she was caring for that child.
那你看那个时候的那些迦南地的妇人怎么跟她说话呢？
And you can see how the woman spoke to her at that time.
她说拿俄米有了孩子了。
And she said Naomi had a son.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当她回去的时候。
When she went back.
你看到她跟两个师父讲的话多可怜。
You can see how pitiful the words were when she spoke to her daughter-in-laws.
但是结果她回去了。
But she still went back.
那可怜不可怜？
Is that sad?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不可怜。
It is not sad.
她仍旧是拿俄米。
She is still Naomi.
从前怎么是甜的？
How she was pleasant, sweet before.
现在还是甜的。
She is still sweet now.
虽然当中有一段马拉的日子。
Even though in between there are days of Mara.
她的悔改回转。
But because of her repentance and return.
神还给她拿俄米。
Returned to her Naomi.
让她活在拿俄米的里头。
God allowed her to live as Naomi.
她还是非常的喜乐的来度过她余下的日子。
She was still able to delightfully, joyfully remain the rest of her days.
更大的问题。
And the bigger problem.
她成就了神的旨意。
She was able to fulfill the will of God. Now those are the words later.
我们现在不说。
Now we won't go into that.
好了，那现在。
Now,
她要跟两个师父回去了。
She is to return with both her daughter-in-laws.
那么他们回去的时候。
As she returned.
起初她就是把两个师父也带回去。
She was to bring the two daughters-in-law home.
但是大概走了一段的路。
But after a certain way.
她心里面就有个感觉。
In her heart she had this thought.
这样不对啊。
This is not right.
我回去是我回家。
When I go back, I'm going back home.
他们两个回跟着我去，他们是离家了。
When they go with me, they're leaving their home.
并且他们出生是摩亚人。
And they're also Moabites.
那回到神的百姓当中。
When they go back to the people of God.
他们会不会给接纳呢？这个是一个很大的问题。
This is a big issue if they would be accepted or not.
同时
At the same time, they're still young.
你要让他跟我这个老寡妇回去挨生活,
if you ask, if I ask them to go back with me, such an old widow, I cannot let this be.
那所以他就对两个师父说,
so she said to both her daughters-in-law,
我想你们两个人,
I think you should go back to your father's house. Because if you go back to your father's house,
你们生活会过得平稳,
then you can have a very good life. You also would have a future.
你要是跟着我这个人回迦南地,
but if you follow me back to the land of Canaan, you would have no future. I think you should go back home.
不要跟我去了,
you should not go with me.
他就说, 那这也是事实,
that is also the fact.
他说得很诚恳,
she said it very sincerely.
但是呢,
but,
弟兄姊妹们, 你留意一件事情,
you can see one thing.
他跟他两个师父说话的时候,
as she spoke to her two daughters-in-law,
他一直提到一点,
she continued to mention one point.
他说,
she said,
愿耶和华恩待你们,
the Lord deal kindly with you.
愿耶和华使你们隔在新夫的家中得平安,
the Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of your husband.
他跟他两个师父说到他们的前途的时候,
when she spoke of their future with them,
他能向他们提起他们的前途跟耶和华神是发生关系,
she's able to mention that their future is in connection with the Lord.
这就很明确地给我们看到刚才我所提的,
this very clearly shows what I've mentioned before.
如果她平常不是跟师父常常提到神的事情,
if she did not normally mention the matters of God to her daughters-in-law, now she would have no foundation to say such words.
但是更强烈的那一个表达还在底下,
but even more strongly that suggests that is later on to come.
当时, 两个师父都说, 不, 不, 我们一定要跟你一块去。
At that time, they both said, no, we will return with you.
那拿俄米又说话,
and Naomi said again,
她说何必要跟着我回去?
Why will you go with me?
你跟着我回去只有受苦。
If you go with me, you will only suffer.
我也没有办法能为你们解决什么问题。
I have no way to solve any issues for you.
我, 也不可能再有丈夫，就算有，我今天晚上我就能生下一个孩子，你们也不能等到他长大的时候，你们再嫁给他。
I have no more sons for you. Even if I have a son, you still have to wait for them to be grown.
那这都是事实。
And those are all facts.
那拿俄米就把那个很实际的情形都摆在他们面前。
So Naomi just places all the facts before them.
让他们实
so that they can practically consider whether they would follow Naomi to the land of Canaan.
那结果这些话就说动了俄尔巴。
And so, as a result, these words moved Orpah.
就是基连的太太。
And that's the wife of Chilion.
结果她就回去了。
And she went back.
他这就回去了。
She went back.
但是路德呢?
But Ruth.
路德, 圣经就说,
Ruth, it says,
路德舍不得拿俄米。
Ruth clave unto her.
俄尔巴回去了。
Orpah returned.
路德不肯离开拿俄米。
Ruth was not willing to leave Naomi.
圣经就说, 她舍不得拿俄米。
The Bible says she claved unto Naomi.
这当然也是一个事实。
Of course, that is also a fact.
说出她们婆媳当中那个有很深的感情。
It spoke of the deep relationship between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
但是只是感情就能维持路德做这个决定吗?
But can only the emotions decide for Ruth her decision?
有不少人读路德记就很强调这一点。
Many who read the book of Ruth stress on this point.
因为就说到爱的伟大。
Because it speaks of the greatness of love.
我们也不否认这一点。
We do not deny that fact.
但是我们不能不说明, 光有一个感情是没有办法拣选神和跟随主到底的。
But we must speak clearly the fact that just by emotions, we cannot follow and choose the Lord till the end.
要碰到一些实际的难处的时候，那这一种感情就起不了多大的作用。
When we come into actual practical problems, then just by emotions, it would not solve anything.
在不认识神的人，来说啊，这是太平凡、太平常的事。
Those who do not know God, this is very, very common.
我们中国人不是有句这样的老话吗？
Does not the Chinese have this old saying?
如果说人和人中间的关系最密切，不如是夫妻了。
If you speak of the relationship between man, the most close one is between the husband and the wife.
但中国人有句这样的话。
But the Chinese have this saying.
夫妻好比同林鸟啊。
And the husband and wife is just like birds in love.
大难临头各自飞。
But when trouble comes, they both fly away in separate directions.
这不是说出人的感情那个不可靠吗？
Doesn't this paint for us the picture that man's emotions are not trustworthy?
但是如果我们说路德舍不得拿俄米是唯一叫他去迦南的原因，那这个是把路德看小了。
But if we only say the only reason for Ruth to cleave onto Naomi is because of her emotion of love, then we have belittled Ruth.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
路德这一个拣选是活时代的。
This choice of Ruth is a beyond generation.
是改变时代的。
It changed the generation.
我们读到第四章的时候，你就看到。
When we read into chapter 4, then we can realize that.
因为从路德生下一个儿子。
Because from Ruth, a son is born.
的儿子又生下一个孙子。
And from this son, there was a grandchild, a grandson.
这个孙子是谁？
Who is that grandson?
这个孙子就是耶西。
That grandson is Jesse.
耶西又生一些儿子。
And Jesse also had a son.
儿子当中有一个很了不起的儿子。
And amongst those sons, there's one who is very great.
那是谁啊？
Who is that?
那是大卫。
That is David.
路德记所以在圣经里，我就跟弟兄姊妹提过了。
I've mentioned this to brothers and sisters, the book of Ruth in the Bible.
乃是为着大卫。
It is for the sake of David.
也就是为着神的旨意的成就。
It also means it is for the fulfillment of God's will.
不然的话，
Otherwise,
一个摩亚的女子有什么了不起要摆在圣经里的？
What is so great about Moabites that she would be in the Bible?
感谢神。
Thank God.
当路德出现的时候，
When Ruth appeared,
她所摆出来的那一个光景，
the condition which she places for us,
不仅仅是一个感情丰富的人，
it is not just someone who is very full of emotions.
宝贝的是他里面有非常强烈的光的人。
What is precious that within her, she is someone who has very strongly light.
那所以当拿俄米再对他说，
So when Naomi continued to say to her,
他说你看啊，
Look,
你嫂嫂已经回去了。
Thy sister-in-law has gone back.
那你还跟着我做什么呢？
Why do you still follow me?
你也回去吧。
Go back.
你也回去吧。
Go back.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
拿俄米跟路德最幕后说的这个话怎么说？
What did Ruth finally say to Naomi?
她说看啊。
Behold.
你嫂子已经回她本国。
Thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people.
和她所拜的神啊。
And unto her gods.
弟兄姊妹你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
这里提出两件事情。
Here, it mentions two things. One is the people.
一个是神。
One is God.
国是摩亚。
Now, the country, the nation is Moab.
神是摩亚所拜的神，大概从后来的经文我们看到叫做米勒宫。
The gods is the gods whom Moab worships.
那因此用这么你看到
so, brothers and sisters,
路德现在所做的那个拣选不是一个感情上的拣选。
The choice which Ruth made is not only an emotion.
他 在他的拣选的里边有一个非常明亮的看见在那。
In her choice, there was a very clear vision she saw.
她看见什么呢？
What did she see?
她看见一个国。
She saw a nation, a country.
这个国不是她自己的国。
This country is not her own country.
这个国不是摩亚。
This country is not Moab.
这个国叫做以色列。
This country is Moab, is Israel.
这个以色列是神特别选召出来的国。
And this nation Israel is especially chosen out by God.
是一个背负神的永远的计划的国。
This is a country that has entrusted the eternal will of God.
他也知道。
And she also knows.
他这样的个拣选。
This choice.
拣选一个神。
It's also to choose a God.
他原来的神是米勒公。
The God that she had before were idols.
现在呢？
Now.
他知道。
She knows.
这里头有一个永生神。
There is a living God.
有一位独一的神。
There is a God alone.
又真又活的神。
There's also this true and living God.
是充满万有的神。
This God is the master of the universe.
她看到这一个。
She saw this.
是弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
刚才我说。
I said.
拿阿米虽然是一个软弱的人。
Even though Naomi was very weak.
但是她仍然有一个可取的地方。
But there's still something that is good about her.
神留下机会给她悔改。
So God gave her a chance to repent.
虽然她的见证也许是很弱。
Even though her testimony may be very weak.
但她确实是叫路德看见一个事实。
Yes, she allowed for Ruth to see that fact.
看见神。
That God, she saw God.
看见神的计划。
She saw God's plan.
那因此弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
你就看到一件事情
We're able to see one thing
我们不轻看我们平常接触人的时候我们说到我们与神的关系
We should not belittle the fact when we have interaction with others the relationship we have with God Maybe at that time others should not know
也许人在那个时候不领会
Maybe others will not take in that at that time
但是圣灵要做起工来的时候
But when the Holy Spirit works
尽管我们是带着一个很软弱的一些的见证
Even though we may have a very weak testimony
这些见证会在人心思里面生根的
These testimonies will be rooted in the heart of man
那现在我们看到
Now we can see
拿阿米的软弱的见证在路德的心思里面确实是生了根
Even the weak testimony of Naomi is able to be rooted in Ruth
所以现在他面临一个前途的选择的时候
Now, so when she is facing with this choice for her future
她非常的坚决
She is very determined
并且拿阿米很清楚地在那里说
And Naomi clearly said
你嫂子已经回去他的国和他的神那里去了
Your sister has returned
你还为什么还跟着我呢
Unto her people and unto her gods Why do you still follow me? We thank the Lord
路德在这里回答拿俄米了
Ruth replies to Naomi here
太宝贝了
These words are too precious
我们只少念一下就已经知道很宝贝
Even if we lightly read over Then we know how precious they are
这些话的实际的内容里边去
Now if we're deeply going to the content of these words
我们是说太宝贵了。
Indeed, we say they are too precious.
我们看看路德怎么说。
What does Ruth say?
路德说第十六节。
Ruth says, verse 16.
不要催我回去不跟随你。
Entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
And where thou lodgest, I will lodge.
你的国就是我的国。
Thy people shall be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
And thy God, my God.
你在哪里死。
Where thou diest,
我也在哪里死
will I die,
也葬在哪里
and there will I be buried.
除非死能使你和我分离
If aught but death part thee and me,
不然
the Lord do so to me,
愿耶和华重重的杖罚于我
and more also,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你从这里看到一个什么事情
what do we see here?
只是他跟拿俄米的那一种感情的那个深厚吗
is it just that she had very deep love and relationship with Naomi?
当然有这个成分
yes, there is that level.
但是不止这个成分
but it's not only that.
并且有更重的成分在里边是盖过这一个的
and actually there's a heavier portion that surpasses that.
你看到
You can see.
他说你的国就是我的国。
She says, your people will be my people.
你不要再跟我说我的国了。
Do not say your people anymore.
我现在没有我自己的国。
I do not have any more people.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people shall be my people.
那你的国是什么国呢
Who is your people?
以色列。
It is Israel.
以色列是什么呢
What is Israel?
神是选召出来承担他永远计划的那个国。
It is the country, the nation that God has chosen out to entrust his eternal will to.
这个是大事。
Brothers and sisters, that is a great thing.
路德他看见 神在地上要设立一个国。
Ruth saw that God would establish a nation on earth.
这个国是神跟以色列的祖宗亚伯拉罕立约而发表的。
This nation is manifested in the fact that God made a covenant with their ancestors Abraham.
这一个国是非常非常的荣耀的。
And this nation is an extremely glorious one.
因为这一个国要叫万民得福的。
Because this nation will bring blessing to all nations.
它不仅是只是自己在那里荣耀。
It is not only a glorious nation by itself.
并且它的荣耀丰富要叫地上的万国都一同去享用的。
But all nations will be blessed because of his glory and abundance.
因为这个国是神祝福的。
Because this nation is blessed by God.
这个国是神要建立。
This nation will be established by God.
现在我知道这一个国是我所必须要拣选。
Now I know this is the nation I must choose.
所以你不要催我回去不跟随你。
So do not entreat me from following after you.
严格说起来。
To be very strict.
我不是跟随你。
I am not following after you.
我是拣选你的国。
I am choosing your nation.
因着你我认识你的国。
And because of you, I know your nation.
所以现在我的拣选当然我不愿意跟你离开。
And of course, because of this choice, I'm not willing to depart away from you. But even more importantly,
是你的国是我所要的。
Is because I want your country.
而不仅是你的国是我所要的。
Not only do I want your country,
你的神也是我所要的。
But I want your God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, you must know,
在人中间有很多事情要转换。
There are many things that will change amongst men.
也不是太难。
It is not too hard to do so.
但是有一些事情的确是非常的难。
But there are some things very difficult to change.
转换侍奉的神就是其中的一样。
To change from a certain God to worship another God is very hard.
你要说你换一个神。
You say if I want to change to another God.
你说这个太大的事情。
This is something too great.
怎么可以随便换神呢？
How can you just casually exchange for another God?
我们平常跟那个拜偶像很深的人去传福音啊。
So brothers and sisters, when we do preach the gospel to those who are deep worshippers of idols,
那一个顶撞啊是很厉害。
In general, that opposition is very great.
那为什么那么厉害呢？
Why is it so great?
你叫他换神？
Because you're asking them to exchange their God.
这个事情太大了。
This is too much.
怎么可以换神呢？
How can I exchange my God?
这个不行。
This is not possible.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
路德的里边他看见一件事情。
Within Ruth, she saw one thing.
从前我在摩亚地。
Before when I was in Moab.
我拜我们祖宗的神。
I worshipped the gods of my ancestors.
我们以为他是神。
We thought they were God.
但现在我知道了。
But now I know.
我明白了。
I know, I understand.
他不是神。
They are not God.
他是偶像。
They are idols.
他是人造出来的。
They're created by man.
现在我找到神了。
Now I found God.
这一个就是以色列人的神。
And this is the God of Israel.
他是创造万有的神。
He is the creator of all.
他是也管理万有的神。
He also governs all.
他是选造人。挽回人的神。
He is also the God who chooses men, who atones men.
他乐意把他自己毫无保留的赏赐给人的神。
He is also a God who is willing to give himself all to man. This God
is 真的神。
It's the true God. It's the living God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
路德那个时候。
At that time, Ruth.
他认识神到一个什么的光景我们不知道。
We don't know what condition she knew or understood about God.
他知道。
But at the very least, we know she knows.
这一位神。
That this God
值得我把我从前所以为神的都抛掉。
Is worthy for me to throw away all the gods whom I thought were God.
光是这一点，
even upon that only point,
你就看到路德里边是有光的。
We can see that within Ruth she had light.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
然后就说到，
and then she said,
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you will die, I will die.
你住在哪里，
and I will be buried there.
你现在活着，你住在哪里，我就跟你一块住在哪里。
I will lodge where you lodge.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你不要以为这几句话 很简单。
Do not think these words are very simple.
你在哪里住，你去哪里我就去哪里。
I will go wherever you go.
那你去哪里呢？
Where is she going?
去神的应许地。
She is going into the promised land
of God. 你住在哪里呢？
Where is she living?
你住在神的应许地。
She is living in the promised land of God.
你要死了，你死在哪里呢？
If you die, where will you die?
死我要死在神的应许里。
Even if she dies, she's dying in the promise of God. She is buried in the land of promise.
永远的埋藏在神的应许里。
She is forever buried in the promised land of God.
弟兄姊妹们，抓到这个事实。
Brothers and sisters, have we grasped this fact?
完全不是感情上的问题。
It is completely not a matter of emotion.
他跟Naomi所说的这一段话。
These words she said to Naomi.
非常明显的。
It's very clear.
抓到了那一个属灵的实际。
She grasped on to that spiritual reality.
很清楚地抓到了。神与人的关系。
She clearly grasped onto the fact the relationship between God and man. We praise and thank our Lord.
那所以到了最末了，他就说。
So at the very end, she said.
如果我不是这样。
If odd but this.
愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
May the Lord do so to me and more also.
他乐意把他自己放在神的手里。
She's willing to place herself in the hand of God.
如果我不拣选神，
If I do not choose God,
神怎么对付我？
How does the Lord deal with me?
我没有话讲。
I have nothing to say.
如果我不讨神的喜悦，
If I do not please the Lord,
神怎么惩治我？
How God disciplines me?
我也没有话讲。
I have nothing to say.
我定规，
I'm determined.
我就是拣选。
I will choose.
耶和华神。
I will choose the Lord God.
和他在人中间所显明的一切。
And all that he manifests amongst men.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
拿俄米看见路德心思是那样的明确和坚决。
Naomi saw how steadfast Ruth was.
那就不再劝他。
Then did not hinder her anymore.
就和他一块回去迦南的。
And went back with her to Canaan.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
路德记。
The book of Ruth.
到了这个时候才把路德带出来。
At this point brings forth for us Ruth.
但是路德一带出来的时候。
But when Ruth is brought forth.
所给我们看见的。
What it shows us.
是一个毫无保留在信心里边拣选神的路德。
It's a Ruth without any reservation in faith chooses God.
而他。的拣选
and her choice.
按人来看的确是很冒险的。
According to man, it is very risky.
也没有保证的。
And there's no guarantee.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在路德的里边。
Upon Ruth.
她不仅是只有这样的对神的认识。
Not only did she have such an understanding before God.
她也有一个对神的信靠。
She also have a trust in God.
我就是这样。
This is how I am.
把我自己交在神的手里。
That I will put myself in God's hand.
神看怎么好就怎么好。
He will do whatever he wants.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是路德。
This is Ruth.
这个是一个从摩亚地进向神的应许的路德。
And this is Ruth.Who left the land of Moab into the land of God.
这一个拣选。
And this choice.
叫神在地上做工的计划有了一个转机。
Allow a turning point for God to execute his plan on earth.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
这个事情发生在四世纪的开头。
This event took place in the beginning of the book of the events of the judges.
但是它的结果呢。
But the result.
是在结束路的四世纪。
Is the end of the period for the judges.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看到路德在这一个在这段日子里边他所做的。
We can see what Ruth did in her days.
不是一个人间的传奇。
It is not just a story amongst men.
乃是神的旨意。在地上执行的时候一个转捩点。
But it is a turning point for the execution of God's will on earth.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到神在历史里面所做的事。
When we see God's plan being executed in history.
我们也看到神的忍耐。
We can also see God's patience.
也看到神的等待。
We see God's awaiting.
当然也看见神的信实。
Of course, we also see God's faithfulness.
和他的公义和怜悯。
We see his righteousness and his mercy.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那神在士师的日子
In the days of judges,
就是当人那样背弃神的日子
In those days when men rebelled so greatly against God,
神人就在那里暗暗的做工
God is still hiddenly working there.
为要把堕落了的选民挽回到神的面前
In order to atone the fallen, the chosen people before himself.
我们看到以色列人的事的时候
When we see the matters of the Israelites,
我们实在得着很大的安慰
Indeed, we have great comfort.
因为在我们的身上我们承认我们也常常偏离主的喜悦
Because upon us, we also confess we depart away from his pleasing much.
但是神既然在以色列人身上这样的做工
But since God even worked amongst the Israelites in this way,
那他今天在我们这些人的身上就一定要做比那个更大的工
Then even upon us today, he will do even a greater work.
因为以色列是神的百姓
Because Israel is God's people.
我们却是神的种子
But we are the sons of God.
我们也是基督的身体
And we are also the body of Christ
更是基督的心腹
And even more so, we are the bride of Christ
那因此我们从神在以色列人身上的所作我们是得了激励
Therefore,
得了安慰
Upon what God did amongst the Israelites, we should be encouraged and comforted
巴不得神也把一个像路德那样拣选神的心智赏赐给我们。
May God also grant us such a dedication as Ruth as she chose God.
让神得着我们也来扭转这一个世代。
So that God can also gain us and turn around this generation.
或者说是转移这一个世代。
Or to turn the way of this generation.
叫主的国度快快的来到
so that the kingdom of God can quickly come.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think I'll end my sharing here tonight.
下礼拜我们还是要在第一章里边再看。
Next week we'll still continue on into chapter 1.